Pullman Regional Hospital in eastern Washington state may become the first public facility in the state to routinely offer male-to-female sex reassignment surgeries, correspondent Anna King reports.
Pullman Regional Hospital is perched on a tall hill that overlooks Washington State University's campus and hills of wheat, and it could become a destination for trans women looking for surgery.
Having it local is good.
That's Emily Jackson Edney. She's a transgender woman living in Boise, Idaho. Jackson Edney has had sex reassignment surgery, but had to travel to Thailand. She says it's really important that more hospitals offer this surgery around the country. People have to wait up to 3 years for surgery in Portland, the nearest location, but that's nearly 6 hours away from Pullman, and the surgery alone lasts up to 8 hours.
Usually on a surgery like this, there's about a five-day stay in a hospital, but then there's aftercare up to 30 days or more. So by being close to the hospital, it's going to make it a lot easier for them.
And Pullman Regional is asking itself, should we offer this?
We're just trying to say, is it right for a critical access hospital, a small community hospital, to be the first hospital in all of the Northwest, with the exception of OHSU in Portland, to offer gender reassignment surgery?
Jeannie Eiler is the chief clinical officer for Pullman Regional. A doctor with privileges there is already doing other surgeries for trans people and has told Eiler he wants to be certified to do vaginoplasty for trans women. And to a pastor in nearby Moscow, Idaho, it all goes against everything he believes.
And the congregation said, amen. Amen. Let us worship the triune God.
Douglas Wilson leads Christ Church, a conservative congregation of about 800, spanning two college towns. He believes that sex reassignment surgery is unnatural and unnecessary. He calls it arrogant to change what God has perfectly designed.
These people are sad people, and they need someone to show them what God teaches and what God's way is. They don't need someone to see them as a revenue stream.
Wilson doesn't want his members who work at the hospital to participate in the surgeries. Eiler says the hospital's 500 employees all know each other and work in close proximity.
We've got to try to balance the emotions that people have on this, really strong emotions both ways.
Eiler says the hospital's policy is this: as long as there are enough staff to do the operations and aftercare without those who object, the hospital would try to accommodate. Pullman Regional asked for comments online and had scheduled a public meeting about the surgeries, but canceled it. Madeline Cyphers is following the process closely.
There are a number of trans women in the area who are planning to get genital reconstruction surgery.
Cyphers is a trans woman living nearby in the Palouse. She says buried beneath Pullman Hospital's public comment period on this surgery are bigger cultural questions.
These questions are about whether we should let a extremely marginalized group of people exist in public life, be fully public people in our society.
Just 10 miles away, Gritman Medical Center in Moscow is competing to do that same operation with the same surgeon. Pullman Regional plans to make a decision this year. I'm Anna King in Pullman.